Mets fans, don't miss the top of the fourth for the Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. Newsday's award-winning sports writer Mark Carrick gives baseball fans a behind-the-scenes look at the Mets all season long. For top pro sports coverage, follow Mark Carrick on Twitter or go to newsday.com/Mets.
With Howie Rose, I'm Wayne Randazzo in for Josh Lewin today as the Mets lead the Reds 5-0 this game in the fourth. It's time for the top of the fourth Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. Joining us here in the booth, Mets beat reporter for Newsday, Mark Parrig. Hi, Mark. Oh. Where are you from?
Hi, Wayno. Oakland, California. I'm glad to be here.
Wow. Oakland, California.
It's the bit that never ends.
Kelly Johnson takes a curveball strike, and it's 0-1.
Maybe it's not a bit anymore. I don't know.
Leave Madge alone. He's beating a dead horse.
Oh, that's not the first time.
0-1. Johnson takes outside. One ball and one strike. Well, I know you've covered those kind of clinching days before. You spent some time as a beat reporter for the Yankees as well. But still fun for you as a writer to go down there and see all that?
Always good to tell a story.
1-1 to Johnson, flipped foul left side, 1-2.
That's so diplomatic. That's not what he asked. He used the word fun.
Yeah, is it fun?
It's fun to write stories that people are going to read. So, yes.
One ball and two strikes.
You're going to be in the next
Johnson.
CNN debate.
Fitz. Johnson rips one to the first base side. Votto grabs this one to his left. Kicks the pillow to retire Kelly Johnson. And there's one away here in the fourth inning.
I got to say, you guys, the energy level in here is pretty impressive for a day like today.
Well, that's because we knew you were coming, and we felt we had to pick you up in case you actually had fun somehow last night. Not that you'd want to admit to it.
I had fun telling a story, Howie. It was awesome.
You better watch it. You're going to be like one of those cranky guys like Kernan.
Wow.
Get off Kareem's lawn.
Oh, my.
Here's Conforto. Breaking ball, strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. RBI double for Conforto.
Well, if I could just interject for a moment and just break up all this levity with some serious business. It's been a pleasure reading your work. I mean, your writing has come up to the level of the Mets.
Conforto fouls one back, 0-2. That's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Very nice of you to say.
Seriously, and I've told you this privately, too. Your game stories have just been great, great reads.
Check him out on Newsday, guys. But no, thank you, Howie. That's very kind of you to say.
One out, base is clear here in the fourth. Mets lead 5-0. Two strikes on Conforto. A cure from the stretch. Left leg kick the pitch. And a fastball's in there. Strike three call to Conforto. There's two down. But Mark, John Neese has told Terry Collins he's willing to go to the bullpen and will get some work out of the bullpen this week to kind of prepare for that role against the Dodgers in the NLDS. How do you feel like that will go for Neese? What does he have to do to kind of get ready to be a relief pitcher?
I think always when guys make that transition, the toughest thing is just finding a routine and, you know, getting yourself comfortable quick enough to come into a game and face major league hitters. So I think that's his biggest challenge here.
Kevin Plawecki takes a breaking ball in the dirt. One ball and one strike.
But on the surface, I think it's a good idea. I think Neese realistically sees what the rotation looks like, so it's the right move to approach the manager. And I think he's someone who could have success in that role because, you know, as a starter, you've seen flashes where he's real nasty.
1-0 is also in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes on Plawecki. Can you see him being that lefty specialist the Mets have never really had since Jerry Blevins got hurt?
I think he could be more than that because, again, as a starter, you know, he can work against both sides. And Terry mentioned that today. If a guy, if they pinch hit, you put a right-hander in there, I mean, Neese is someone he'd feel comfortable rolling with.
2-0. Plawecki hits a fly ball to right center. Moving over forward is Bruce. He'll get there and make the catch to end the inning. Mets go down in order.
What he's won.
1-2-3 in the top of the fourth inning. Mark from Newsday from Oakland. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wayno.
Mets 5, Reds nothing. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth on the WOR Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers.
Discover the Newsday digital experience with the new Newsday app. From baseball to football, Newsday delivers the region's best news and sports coverage 24-7. Whether at home or on the go, the Newsday app keeps you informed with award-winning coverage of your favorite New York sports teams from Newsday's top sports writers. With the Newsday app, you can also check out the latest news, scores, stats, and standings delivered directly to your tablet or smartphone. Get Newsday delivered your way only with the Newsday app. Download the Newsday app or go to newsday.com/sports.